Welcome to a Believer's Voice of Victory Partnership Special. All this week, we're focusing on you, our partners. Enjoy a great message from Kenneth Copeland and learn more about the ministry outreaches that you make possible.
Open your Bibles with me this morning to the book of Genesis once again, please. We'll go right back where we began last night, and I want you to see the process. We have to renew our minds where this is concerned, because over a period of many, many years, religion has debased and brought almost to nothing the most powerful thing that was ever released on the earth. The highest authority heaven has ever given the earth, which is authority equal to heaven itself in the earth. The blessing. God said, preaching through Moses, and had two very large mountains. You find this recorded in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. Two huge mountains, and he had them prepare it in a, I don't know exactly what they used, but it'd be like taking a form of plaster or some kind and just plastering this whole mountainside with it. It was so huge that over 2 million people could see it all at once on the sides of these mountains. And God said, behold, I place before you life, death, blessing, cursing. You choose life that you and your seed might live. And he put it so big there was no way they could ever forget it. That's how big it is with God. It's big as a mountain. Well, religion, particularly in our time, in our generation, boiled it all down to something you say when somebody sneezes. That's what religion will do for you. So we have to go back and meditate on it. You have to go back and read it and study it, because your mind has to grasp a whole new concept of the word to bless. It means literally to empower you. So, look at this once more. Verse 28, he had just created man, and he said, and God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish or fill up the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and every living thing that moves upon the earth. Hallelujah. The Bible in later verses calls this, and God crowned this man with his glory. Well, that was it right there. We read in the first chapter of the book of Hebrews that he is upholding all things by the word of his power. That's the word of his power that he released to uphold all things. Hallelujah. Say it, I'm blessed. Now, I want us to look this morning in the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis, please. Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get out of your country and from your kinfolks and from your father's house into a land where I'll show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. Now they're saying, let us build us a name. God said, let me make a name for you. See, he was not against Abram being rich. He wasn't against Abram having a strong name and being exalted. He was against Abram exalting himself and making his own name. Same thing's true in the New Testament. God never changes. Casting the whole of your care over on him. He said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Casting the whole of your care over on him that he may exalt you in due time. It isn't he don't want you exalted. He don't want you exalting you. You're not qualified to exalt yourself. Amen. But if you'll just follow him, come do what he said, he'll take care of it for you and won't be any sorrow with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the point that I want to share with you today that the Lord has instructed me to straighten out our thinking here in an area. This scripture's quoted a lot and no depth in it, hardly at all. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you. I will curse him that curses you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, last night we read in the third chapter of the book of Galatians. Hold your marker there because I won't come back to that place. And let's go over here now in the New Testament to Galatians chapter 3. And we'll see what the Holy Ghost here said about that. Verse 7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. The Scripture. Say Scripture. The Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Well, didn't we just read where he said that?
Amen.
So what we read there was God preaching the gospel to Abram, producing in his life eventually a blood covenant, and God changed his name to Abraham. And involved in this was Melchizedek, or Shem, Noah's son, became the Lord Mayor of Jerusalem, and his title was Melchizedek. And he came and blessed Abram, saying, blessed! This is the high priest of Almighty God. This man had the blessing on it. God personally blessed this man's father and him and his other two brothers, but his brothers did the same thing Adam did. Went off on their own way, tried to bless themselves. Now, he said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Now, let me phrase that where you get the impact of what he was saying here. Blessed be Abram of the Most High God. Abram, the Most High God sent me here to bless you. Then he blessed him, possessor of heaven and earth. Now, God already told him, I will bless you. But now this thing came, possessor of heaven and earth. He had to take that by faith. And you see it over in the fourth chapter of the book of Romans. By faith, Abraham became heir of the world. Hallelujah. Now then, in Galatians chapter 3 again, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Now, let's go back over. Well, no, I'll tell you what. Let's read another couple of verses here, and then we'll go back over here and we'll get into the meat of what we just read there in the book of Genesis. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in the things of the law. But now come on down, verse 11. That no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live. The righteous shall live by faith. What do you mean live by faith? Now don't disconnect living by faith and what he just said. He preached the gospel saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. If we live by faith, we walk in the same blessing of Abraham. The very same blessing. Blessed be Charles of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. God's no respecter of person. He didn't give Abraham all his great stuff and his little old dab over here to Brother Charles. No, no. Equal amount. You follow me now? Now then, Christ hath redeemed us, it said, from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, so that the blessing. Now, wait a minute. We just found out something there that most people don't know. We just read the gospel. God preached the gospel to Abraham saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. And then he turned right around in just 3 or 4 verses later and said, Christ hath redeemed us. Now listen, put it together. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, so that, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now that brought the cross into it, did it not? So that. The word so is not in there, but there's 2 little dots. That little punctuation mark, that little colon that's right at the end of that word means so, S-O. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the nations through Christ Jesus. That just got through saying that Jesus went to the cross because of the blessing.
Did you know that more than 10% of every dollar that comes into Kenneth Copeland Ministries is given to other ministries around the world? Your financial seeds are sown again to ministries that are making a huge impact in people's lives. As a partner of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you are involved in worldwide outreaches. And for the past 41 years, your giving helped over 100 ministries, churches, orphanages, youth programs, and rehabilitation centers in more than 120 countries.
The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine was first published in 1973. 35 years later, it's being sent around the world to over 610,000 subscribers in 135 countries on 5 continents. Each month, you'll find faith-building articles by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, along with teaching from other guest ministers. Look for the real life stories in the Good News Gazette about everyday people who believe God's word and are now experiencing the blessing without measure.
I trust Ken and Gloria because they've trusted me, taught me to trust what's inside of me because of what's inside of them, Christ. And so partnership for me is trusting, and I can give to them knowing it's okay.
It really means that it's a kind of a two-way street. We're sowing into them. They're sowing into us. Partnership is being able to rely on each other.
For over 40 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has taken God's message of love and faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around, reaching out to millions of people in real ways, ways that have changed their lives. Kenneth Copeland Ministries cares about you. We desire for you to know what partnership really means. As our gift to you, all new partners will receive an interactive study guide, an audio teaching of the anointing in partnership, and covenant promises, a recording of scriptural prayers and confessions that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray over their partners daily. You'll receive in-depth insight into the ministry of the Apostle Paul and what Kenneth Copeland learned at an Oral Roberts tent crusade that opened his eyes to the power of partnership. Plus, you'll receive a DVD entitled We're Here For You that covers the various KCM ministry outreaches. The time for change has come. Real people, real relationships, real life. Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We're here for you. To become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free new partner package. To order your copy by phone, call us at 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. We want to help you find the answers you need in God's Word and live a victorious life. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Together, we can make a difference.
My name is Lawrence Oji. Everybody calls me Solution. I had smoked cigarettes around 1964. I was quite young. But before cigarettes, it was marijuana. Gradually, I came to know hard drugs. And I didn't ever run out of drugs, actually. In fact, that was how the name Solution started. Anybody who needed drugs, you know, would be advised to meet me. Because if he met me, he would have drugs.
Before he was a teenager, Lawrence Oji was already gripped by a bondage of smoking and drugs. As he grew older, dealing drugs helped fund the addiction that eroded his life towards suicidal violence. Hospitals and clinics had failed to help. It was behind the bars of an Italian prison when he finally received a voice of victory over his bonds.
On the 21st of March 2001, while I was in that prison, I met one boy, Michael. He saw the way I was lighting one stick of cigarette after another. He just told me, he said, Solution, you smoke too much. I said, I know. He said, one uncle, you know, put my name in voodoo, you know, did voodoo for me, so that's why I smoke. I said, so my only prayer is to not ever run out of money to buy drugs. He said, what have you done about it? Sir, I've been to various hospitals. He said, I mean the best doctor. I said, what do you mean? He said, I mean Dr. Jesus didn't visit you. He said, well, if you want, we'll just pray a prayer of agreement. I didn't want my cigarette to burn off. I just lit the cigarette. He held me, said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I don't care where they have tied him in this spirit of smoking. I don't care who did it, and I don't care how long it has lasted. All I care is that you set him free. In Jesus' name, amen. Within 30 seconds, he was done, and I was so happy that he was fast. So I picked up my cigarette again. As I wanted to put it in my mouth, very close, the thing dropped from my hand. I didn't drop it intentionally. Rather than picking it up, I crossed it with my leg. And I said, Mike, I just got a feeling I won't smoke again. He said to me, that's the Holy Spirit. He now gave me Victory Magazine. That's the first time I knew about Victory Magazine, on 21st of March, 2001. I used my pen and wrote beside my bed, 21st March, 2001, God has delivered me from your chains. So I started reading the Victory Magazine, and he gave me Andrew Prescott's address.
He was put in prison in Italy, and his cellmate was already on the KCM inmate mail list, and his cellmate gave him a Believer's Voice of Victory, which prompted him to write, and then we struck up a correspondence with Lawrence.
So I was writing to him, but actually I was thinking that there was a way they could speak to God on my behalf immediately, you know.
And he said, I thought you never understood me. You just used to answer me with the word of God.
He would just give me a scripture. And God, I would reply, I said, man, you don't understand what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is that, well, somebody to talk to God for me.
And he said it used to really frustrate me because I was looking for something else.
And things changed. I began to believe. I just don't know when God removed the pain from my... And I, instead of seeing darkness as I used to see for years that, you know, made me try to kill myself, I began to see the light.
On his release, I know that he got himself involved in a Pentecostal church in Italy and really grounded himself for 12 months there. Following that, he came across to London in the UK to see his brother and got involved in a local church. And 12 months after that, he wrote to us at KCM to say that the church recognised him as an evangelist, were going to ordain him as their full-time evangelist, and would KCM, because of he got saved through KCM, would they go and honour him by being present at his ordination, which I did.
He came all the way from Bath. Was so happy. The pastor gave him the microphone and he said, this is one of my happiest days, to see that somebody we invested our time and material on today is serving the Lord.
Today, Lawrence OG goes back into prisons as a full-time minister and partners with KCM, who provide him teaching materials that are helping to set spiritual captives free from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way round.
That has encouraged me also. I will never give up on anybody. Never.
God will never, ever give up on you or anybody else.
Praise his name.
And let me tell you why. It's really, really simple. He gave his word and he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you even to the end of the world.
That's right. Amen.
So he's made that decision. That's called love by act of will and faith, not emotion. He doesn't love you because he's emotional about you. He is, but that's not what's behind it.
I think there's one translation that says God is extraordinarily patient.
He is. and he just doesn't give up on you. 91,000 BVOV magazines go into prisons worldwide. Now, that's each time it's published.
Monthly.
91,000 of them a month. Now, Lawrence received the magazine while he's in prison. He got saved, and then the magazine was put into his hands. Now, his life was totally, completely changed from the moment he made Jesus the Lord of his life. But that magazine began to feed him.
Yeah,
and now he has a prison ministry. He's going out giving magazines and books and tapes and Bibles and everything. That God moved him into this ministry, and now he's going in and out of prisons all over the place. I love those prison testimonies. Gloria and I minister in prisons. We love people that are in prison, incarcerated. And our desire is for you to come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just like Lawrence did, just like thousands and thousands and thousands of other people have done. So now listen to this. This is God's Word. This is Scripture. This can never, ever be changed. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. In other words, whoever believes on him is not going to get turned down. He's not going to be laughed at.
I'm talking about by God.
That's right.
God will never shame you. He'll never talk about your sin to anybody else on the face of this earth, because as far as he's concerned, it's been wiped out by the blood of Jesus. So, today, right now, is the day of your salvation.
Glory to God.
You pray with glory in me right this moment. Oh God in heaven.
Oh God in heaven.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray this prayer.
I pray this prayer.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I receive you as my Lord and my Savior.
I receive you as my Lord and my Savior.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the past.
You're my future, Jesus.
You're my future, Jesus.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
All of the habits and the sin in my life.
All of the habits and the sin in my life
are over right now.
Over right now.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
I receive it.
I receive it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian.
I'm a believer.
I am a believer.
And I don't care who knows about it.
And I don't care who knows
Praise
about it.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, let us know about this. I mean, call, write, get online, use the information on your screen. I want to send you free and postpaid these five little books, plus a very simple brochure on how to study your Bible. You need to get into this and begin to study. 220,000 people ordered these just last year.
That's wonderful.
And that's an outstanding praise, God. I don't know. We get to heaven. You may be living next door to glory me. I hope you are. Praise the Lord. This message of hope, praise God, has gone from the top of the world to the bottom of the world and all the way around the middle. Because of our partners and because of the Lord Jesus Christ. We appreciate you, partner. We thank you in Jesus' name. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. We're going to have some more really good stuff on here. And until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
If you made a decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, the blessing is at work in your life right now. Be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland when you log on to our website at kcm.org.
KCM has called me when they were concerned when there were earthquakes in Las Vegas. They've sent me product when I haven't asked for it. They've been there on television, podcasts, to get the word of faith and the word of victory into my life so that it basically sets my marriage free, sets my body free, sets my family free, sets my finances free. I'm living in the blessing and have been doing it for almost 30 years because of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland.